The 50 Seconds Youth Classical Concert 2023 is proudly brought to you by Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, celebrating the achievements of young classical musicians.
FMR 101.3 FM.
Welcome to Fine Music Radio. I'm Cilla Lang, and it's my very great pleasure to host a very special program this afternoon. 10 extraordinarily talented classical music instrumentalists, singers, and a saxophone quartet showcased their prowess at this year's 52nd Youth Classical Concert. On stage on Saturday the 2nd of September in the Artscape Theatre at 7 o'clock, this prestigious annual event offered accomplished young musicians the opportunity of playing on a professional stage with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. A highlight of the classical music calendar, the concert was conducted by Kobus de Jager, the most recent winner of the South African Conductors Competition and one of 8 semi-finalists of the 2023 Herbert von Karajan Young Conductors Award in Salzburg. Traditionally, the event is widely advertised early in the year at the various local universities, music schools, libraries, private music teachers, and other. The main criteria when auditioned to perform in these concerts is that the soloists are bona fide music students, that they perform at a very high standard, and are resident or studying music in Western Cape. Ranging from as young as 15 years of age to 21, they will perform works by Chaminade, Saint-Saëns, Vivaldi, Prokofiev, Crusell, Verdi, Ravel, and Bill Holcomb. Much of the biggest repertoire and most exciting to listen to and perform is in the concerto and opera fields. The appeal of the works presented, as well as a good variety in the overall program content, played an important part in the final selection of these musicians. The adjudicating panel this year were Professor Nina Schumann, Head of Piano, University of Stellenbosch, Neil Robertson, CPO Orchestra Librarian and Ad Hoc Second Flute for the CPO. The adjudicating panel this year were Professor Nina Schumann, Head of Piano, University of Stellenbosch, Neil Robertson, CPO Orchestra Librarian and Ad Hoc Second Flute of the CPO. Bongiwe Nakani, opera singer and director of Bongilizwe Music Development Organization. Sindile Patrick Tikolo, deputy director, head and senior lecturer of vocal studies, South African College of Music, the University of Cape Town. And Marvin Weavers, former CPO Youth Development and Education Coordinator. Once again, Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, with the support of the City of Cape Town, have ensured that the 52nd Annual Youth Classical Music Concert was celebrated this year. I'll tell you a little more about the background of the festival a bit later in the programme. The concert opened with Felix Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, played by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
The CPO, under the baton of Kobus de Jager, with Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, opening the 52nd Youth Classical Concert. And now I think we should hear from the first of our extraordinarily talented musicians. 20-year-old Bayanda Mateto began piano lessons in 2014 at the age of 11 with Priscilla Glover. In 2019, Bayanda took the Trinity Licentiate in piano and passed with distinction. He also began learning the organ. He began his BMUS studies at Rhodes University in 2022 and in 2023 transferred to the University of Cape Town. Bayanda is going to play the first movement of the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C, Opus 26 by Sergei Prokofiev, completed in 1921 using sketches first started in 1913. Applause for Bayanda Mateto, together with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, beginning the 52nd Youth Classical Concert with the first movement from Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C, Opus 26. Kyra Adams, a 17-year-old from Paarl, started with drums at Frank Peterson Music Center at the age of 7 and gradually switched to all the orchestral percussion instruments. She has been selected 3 times as overall percussion winner at the Paarl Valley of Stedford and winner of the Stellenbosch Stedford Percussion category in 2019. During 2022, she received the second prize at the Johann Voss competition and was invited to perform at the National Youth Music Competition Laureates Concert. She is a member of the Cape Town Philharmonic Wind Ensemble. Kyra plays an arrangement for marimba of the third movement from Vivaldi's Flute Concerto in C major. Percussionist Kyra Adams playing an arrangement for marimba of the third movement from Vivaldi's Flute Concerto in C major. Our third soloist is 18-year-old clarinetist Daniel Hutton, who is a grade 12 learner at Westford High School in Rondebosch. He started playing the clarinet at age 11 and is currently a pupil of Marika Hrobler. In February this year, he was selected as a finalist in the Yamaha Music Gulf Scholarship Competition and invited to Dubai in the United Emirates, where he competed against other international student clarinetists and won, with the award of a Yamaha custom clarinet. Apart from the clarinet, Daniel is also proficient on the piano and electric guitar and composes his own music. We're going to listen to the first movement of the Clarinet Concerto No. 2 in F minor, Opus 5 by Bernard Crusell.
Thank you.
Daniel Hutton performing the Allegro movement of the Clarinet Concerto No. 2 in F minor, Opus 5, by Bernard Crusell. Dedicated to Alexander I of Russia, probably in gratitude for favours bestowed during Crusell's visit to St. Petersburg. We're listening to the 52nd Youth Classical Concert 2023. Corbus de Jager conducts the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra with Concertmaster Philip Martens. Now to another instrument, the voice. Tenor Jason September, 21, is currently pursuing his advanced diploma in practical music studies under the guidance of his vocal lecturer, Minette Dutoy Pierce. During his undergraduate studies at the University of Stellenbosch, he was a recipient of the Graham Beck Bursary, won the vocal section of the Mabel Quick Bursary competition in 2020, and is a member of the Golden Key Society for Academic Excellence. Jason was also part of the Opera UCT's production of Jacques Offenbach's opera, The Tales of Hoffmann, earlier this month. He sings the Vraiment Ma Bien Aimée, a famous tenor aria from the opera Le Roi de Yez by French composer Eduardo Lalo, based on the old Breton legend of the drowned city of Ys. Enthusiastic applause for 21-year-old tenor Jason September singing Edward Lalo's In Vain, My Beloved. And staying with the voice, 21-year-old soprano Sasha Damons from Belleville is currently a third-year BMUS student specialising in performance under the guidance of Lauren Desapa at the Stellenbosch University. She began formal singing lessons at the age of 9 and ended her high school vocal journey with Bianca Gulls. And while training for a career in opera, she also sings musical theatre and jazz. She sings the aria Sapa Vorreste, You Want to Know, from Giuseppe Verdi's 1859 three-act opera, A Masked Ball. Listen to that applause. Soprano Sasha Damons with the aria Sapa Vorreste, or You Want to Know, from Verdi's opera Une Balle de Macheré, A Masked Ball. Emma Steenkamp, 16, started learning the violin at age 5 and is currently studying under Alex Lang. Emma is a keen orchestral player and was co-concertmaster at the Cape Town Philharmonic Youth Orchestra and Hugo Lambrecht Symphony Orchestra, as well as the leader of the De Kuip O-String Ensemble last year. Also last year, Emma was offered a full scholarship to complete her schooling at the Specialist Music School in the UK, which she began in 2022. Let's hear her play the Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, Opus 28, by Camille Saint-Saëns. Thank you.
Thank you.
violinist Emma Steenkamp from Gordons Bay with the introduction and Rondo Capriccioso Opus 28 by Camille Saint-Saëns. You're listening to Fine Music Radio with me, Cilla Lang, for a special broadcast of the 52nd Youth Classical Concert from the Artscape Centre in Cape Town, a festival involving young music students of all ages and made possible by Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra with the support of the City of Cape Town. Says Artscape CEO Marlene Leroux, youth development forms an integral part of the cultural institution's ethos towards the building a sustainable performing arts industry. We value the associated company's dedication and support in these ventures, in this instance the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, who have steadfastly partnered with us since the inception of this prestigious youth classical annual highlight that proffers a stepping stone towards a sustainable professional career locally and abroad. I am always in awe of these young talented musicians who remain dedicated to their profession as well as continue their education in their respective disciplines. We are honoured that they will soon grace our stage to the delight of patrons as well as inspire and act as role models to their peers to follow their dreams. What better way to open the second half of the youth classical concert than with the beautiful flute? 18-year-old Eslihle Matetwa is currently a student under Dr. Liesel Stoltz at the University of Cape Town and received several awards. She is currently first flute in the Cape Town Youth Orchestra and the UCT Symphony Orchestra. Eslihle participated in the Stellenbosch International Chamber Music Festival in July 2022 and played second flute in the Symphony Orchestra and was second overall winner of the 2022 National Youth Music Competition and presented with the Woodwind Category Prize. She plays the lyrical concerto for flute in D major by the French composer Cécile Cheminade.
Thank you.
Cécile Chaminade's Concerto for Flute in D Major, performed by 18-year-old Eslislwe Metwetwa. Next is violinist Gila Kellner. 19-year-old Gila was a semi-finalist in the third UNISA National Strings Competition in 2021 and won the gold medal at the National Youth Music Competition in 2017, where she also won the category Strings and the Best Performance by a String Instrumentalist of a work by a Russian composer. She is currently a first-year BMUS student under Dr. Suzanne Martins at the University of Stellenbosch. We're going to hear the Tsigane, the Rhapsody de Concert for Violin Orchestra by Ravel, composed in 1924.
Thank you.
Zigane, the Rhapsody, the Concert for Violin and Orchestra by Ravel, performed by Gilla Kellner, together with the CPO conducted by Corbus de Jager. Says Chief Executive and Artistic Director of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, Louis Henneman, another year has yielded another amazing group of musicians, poised on the cusp of a career, and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to be associated with them. Some are known to us through our own youth orchestra, which is the flagship of our vast youth development program. Since our inception in 2000, we have made education a key goal, beginning with the Masitlali Grassroots Training Project and ending where quite a few have ended, on the platform with South African orchestras, having been successful in auditions to claim their rightful positions. This annual collaboration with Artscape does much to help us achieve that goal for performing. In public and for the first time with a full professional symphony orchestra, it's one of the most exciting events in a young musician's life and leaves them with a sense of pride and achievement. We are so happy to be part of their journey and wish them all a great future. We return now to The Voice. 19-year-old soprano Chloe Logenberg from Belhar has been singing in her church from an early age as part of the New Apostolic Children's Choir and has performed in Germany and France. In 2022, she began her vocal tuition with Hugo Lombrecht's Music Center as part of the Belhar Development Program under the tutelage of Marcel Steinmetz. Now, here she is singing Violetta's aria Adio de Passa, or Farewell, Love, and Happy Dreams of the Past, from Verdi's La Traviata.
Thank you.
Well, this audience certainly liked that. Soprano Chloe Logenberg with Violetta's aria, Farewell, Lovely Happy Dreams of the Past, from Verdi's La Traviata. Back to the piano. Christoph Joubert is a 21-year-old pianist born in Pretoria. He began piano lessons at the age of 5 with Claudia van Breda. Since 2021, Christoph has been studying BMUS at Stellenbosch University under the tutelage of Professor Louis Mochelis and from April 2023 with Professor Nina Schumann. He has performed as a soloist with the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, and the Sinfonia Juventus Youth Orchestra. In addition to his numerous appearances as a soloist, Christoph is also an active chamber musician. He plays the third movement from Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C major.
Thank you.
Christoph Huber playing the third movement from the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C major by Prokofiev. Well, we're moving towards the end of our time together, and we have one more piece to hear. The Hugo Lambrechts Saxophone Quartet consists of the four top saxophonists at the Hugo Lambrechts Music Center, all pupils of Liam Burden and Arissa Fochers. Established in 2020, the quartet regularly performs all over the peninsula and recently participated in the Overberg AWE tour of the Hugo Lambrechts Advanced Woodwind Ensemble. The quartet consists of Kian Muller, 19, on soprano, James Sillier, 16, on alto, Kian Goliath, 15, on tenor, and Michael de Groot, 17, on baritone. They had been selected to perform with the Hugo Lambrechts Symphony Orchestra at the 2023 Concerto Festival on the 25th of August, as well as with the Cape Town Philharmonic at the 2023 Community Gala. They play Stephen Foster Revisited by Bill Holcomb for saxophone quartet and symphony orchestra.
Thank you.
Stephen Foster revisited by Bill Holcomb, performed by the Hugo Lumbreck Saxophone Quartet, together with a CPO directed by Kobus de Jager, brings to a close the 52nd Youth Classical Concert. And so we say goodbye from the Artscape Auditorium. We pay tribute to all today's young musicians, the classical music stars of tomorrow, their parents and families, who give so much support and encouragement, and their dedicated teachers and mentors. And we applaud Artscape, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, with the support of the City of Cape Town, who have ensured that the 52nd Youth Classical Concert was celebrated this year, giving our young musicians a platform to perform and grow. The 52nd Youth Classical Concert 2023 was proudly brought to you by the Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, celebrating the achievements of young classical musicians. FMR.